Hi everyone, I'm Dan Alberts and welcome to the TechGrow Countdown to Kickoff. I'm joined here with former alumnus Ty Burdick, graduate of 1985. We actually are former teammates, and Ty, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Just talk a little bit about, you and I obviously played together. Talk about a little bit about your time there, and then after you went from Anderson, where you went.
Played football here for 4 years. Three of the years I played on varsity, 2 years starting. Ended up going from there, went up to University of Toledo, played tight end there for 4 years, and did a bunch of special teams up there, and moved on from there.
And didn't you, didn't you have a free agent tryout with the Seattle Seahawks?
Yes, I did, Seattle Seahawks, as well as the New York Giants.
How cool was that to be in, you know, here at Anderson when we played, we weren't very good, you know, didn't have big crowds, and here you are, and you're in a huddle, and you're probably looking at what, I guess back then it was Dave Craig and some of those guys.
Steve Largent and Kurt Warner. I was in the huddle one time, busted up laughing. Everybody asked me what was wrong, and I said, this is unbelievable. I am standing in the huddle with Kurt Warner, Steve Largent, and, or not Kurt Warner, but
yeah, the running back.
Yeah. It was just so cool, man. Really neat.
We obviously played again. Like I said, we didn't have very good teams, but talk about some of the teams that you played against that you remember that were really good, or players that you played against.
I remember playing against the Cole Rain guy, the left guard. Can't remember his last name, but he was incredible. He ended up going to Michigan on a full ride, and I lost out where he went from there. You know, we were in Hamilton County. What was it? The American League. Yep. And you had Cole Rain, Mount Healthy, Northwest, Oak Hills, and Forest Park. And you know those guys are always loaded with athletes.
Yeah, and then now it's kind of odd for me and you because we go back and forth because I broadcast, obviously, for Anderson, and your kids have had a great career at Glen Estee with Tyler. Now you got Peyton, and Peyton is really having a good year. And talk a little bit now. I believe you're also now the special teams coach at Glen Estee.
Yes, they had the Loveland game. We played on a Thursday night, and special teams cost us 4 timeouts. And I was at my daughter's volleyball game. And Nick Ayers came up to me and said, I want you taking over special teams from here on out. And I'm like, oh boy. So, yeah, I've taken that on, and it's been tough, but it's been fun, you know, coming in halfway through the year. Wanting to put in what you want to put in, but you don't have the time to do it. You have to kind of take what they have, blend it in with what you want to do, and then hopefully everything turns out successful.
How is that watching your kids, you know, playing? Obviously, you're the coach now, and you're on the field and watching Peyton, and really being right – you're always obviously right there, but being a part of that, is that hard? Is it easy? How is that?
Yeah, you want to coach the kids, but then as the play goes on, you want to be a dad because you want to watch your kid, and you lose focus on what's really going on as the coach, so you're always kind of doing double takes and, you know, kind of trying to get up to the booth, hey, what happened there? What, you know, second guessing everything that had gone on, but yet you still want to see what your kid's doing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Nick's done a great job. You know, he's running that wing tee, but he's kind of got a little bit of a wrinkle. He seems to throw the ball a little bit more than normal, and he's got a hell of a quarterback in Pilcher. He's doing a great job.
I'll tell you, Pilcher in that Loveland game, he's phenomenal. I think he's a really good quarterback. He's really mobile for as big as he is. He can take the pounding, and as well as he can dish it out, which I'm sure you will see tonight.
Right.
But yeah, it's Nick's done a super job with you know, as in high school, you know, a lot of coaches like to, you know, put their system in and then force the kids to do it. Nick has his system, but he looks at what his talents are, yeah, his strengths, and then he molds it into that offense, which I think is really good, and that's what, you know, high school coaches should be doing.
Yeah, we were here pregame. Dave Habig, former Glen Estee graduate, his kids are going to Anderson. Your kids go to Glen Estee. We were all kind of joking about that, but seriously, back when Anderson did go to the state, did that, for me and you, playing it, would have never thought an Anderson team would have won state.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think an Anderson team would go to state. You know, we were always a soccer-dominant school. Football was the afterthought, and now it looks like the tide has changed on that. Yeah. It's more, you know, Anderson's the football school. So, yeah, I'm glad they got there. I'm glad they were as successful as they were. You know, I hope they can get back there sometime in the near future again, just as long as it's not against us.
And I was just getting ready to ask you, so it's kind of bittersweet. You obviously want your boys to do well, just for me tonight. I'm rooting for all the kids for Glen Estee that I know, but it's also, you know, my heart's still at Anderson. Your heart's probably at Glen Estee now just because your kids are going there.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. You know, I'm kind of loyal to the old places. However, you know, when, you know, this is my job, And, you know, I want to see these kids, all these kids do well because I spend a lot of time with them. But on the other side, too, you know, this is my alma mater. Had a lot of, you know, fond memories of going to school here. You know, the sports, all the camaraderie you build. I mean, it's just, you know, this is a great place. I love Anderson.
And talk a little bit. One last quick question is that you played at Toledo, and I think Pinkle was the coach, maybe? Was he?
No, Simrel. But Pinkle came in afterwards.
And so do you have a good relationship with him or any people from Toledo?
I do not have any relationship with Pinkle at all. However, there was a guy that I played with at Toledo, Craig Kuligowski, who was a defensive line coach out of Missouri. And, yes, I have gone out to Missouri and have seen some pretty good football games and saw Johnny Manziel last year up close, and he is the real deal.
Well, that's I appreciate you taking the time. Ty, good luck tonight, and not too good luck, but good luck tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right, man.
All right, that's Ty Burdick joining us here on our alumni feature. So we're back with game action right after this.